gentlemen. Welcome to the Rural Survival Show with Tim and Ori Spencer. Today is Saturday, the 25th day of November in the year of our Lord, 2017. Welcome to the show. Today will be open lines, as is our normal format. Give us a call at 800-313-9443, and we'll talk about anything you'd like to talk about today. I hope everybody had a great Thanksgiving Day and has survived Black Friday. Things, as usual, on Black Friday have gotten out of hand in this country, and now apparently Black Friday is spreading to other parts of the capitalist world. Not something I intend to partake in, but if you do, so be it, and I hope you survived it okay. Let me see. A lot of things going on today. One of the good things that I see is if you were wise enough and had the wherewithal to invest in Bitcoin or Bitcoin Cash a year ago, you're going to have a very, very nice Christmas. It's pushing $10,000 right now at $8,500. Bitcoin is, that is. Bitcoin Cash is hitting about $1,500 a unit. So, hey, good for you guys if you could do it. Lori and I weren't able to. We could see the handwriting on the wall. We just didn't have the wherewithal to do it with. But if you did, congratulations. Okay, got the Christmas capitalist season starting. The stores are apparently doing fairly well. What I understand, in the U.S., about $20 billion will be spent this weekend in between online sales and in-store sales. So, hey, if you got it, go for it, folks. Anyway, Lori, are you looking at anything today?
Nope. Kind of watching ABC News, but, you know, that's California side, West Coast, but really didn't concern us. They're just basically showing, it says a firefighter was injured while battling an apartment fire, so our prayers go out to him and his family that he's not burned too bad.
Let's hope not.
Yeah, but other than that, I'm like you, I hope everybody had a wonderful Thanksgiving and enjoyed their time with their family and loved ones, whether it was your blood family or your other family. Either way, and here, let's see, it's unusually warm, so... And according to the news, it's supposed to be like that for at least next 10 days.
Wow. I know it's unusually warm for us here. I don't remember what it said the high was going to be. I know I looked at the temperature right now, and it's 53 here. Yeah, got up to almost 70 yesterday. We're looking at a high of 60 for today in bright, sunny weather. Winds from the north at 5 to 10. I think I'm going to head outside after we get done here today. That is, right after another turkey sandwich or two.
We have plenty
left. You did good on that turkey like you always do.
Well, thank you.
But anyway.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
Other than that, that's really, not a whole lot going on. I know that you and probably the rest of the house are tired of me watching Hallmark channels for, Christmas movies and stuff, but hey.
Hey, whatever you like. Doesn't bother me a bit. Anyway, folks, our call-in number is 800-313-9443, 800-313-9443. We'll talk about anything you want to today. I saw one really interesting story on Drudge, apparently, a lot of younger people are starting to get back into farming. I read that the number of people 25 to 34, I think, was the age group. People getting into, farming like we do, a small small farming, hobby farming, and a little bit of commercial. A number of young people, here it is, 25 to 34 grew 2.2% between 2007 and 2012, according to USDA census about 3 years ago. They're always slow. They're always behind the times, but that's okay. Anyway, what I'm glad to see is some younger people getting into farming or coming back into farming. Apparently, a lot of the millennials that are living in the big cities and, you know, doing all these specialty service jobs have gotten tired of stress, willing to take a pay cut to get back to nature, so to speak. I think that's a good thing.
Well, so do I. You know, it's like, I'm glad that the youth are getting more engaged and thinking about things like that instead of, you know, totally ignoring it. Because one day there may not be a grocery store to go to. And
no,
you know
that's
as well as
no
I
joke.
Well, you know as well as I do. I've worked in boys' homes. So a lot of the boys were from the bigger cities. And like I said before, these boys don't know where the food comes from. They just figure it comes from a grocery store, and the grocery store gets it from another store. They have no idea where it really originates from. So for them to actually, the youth now start getting back into gardening and all, then, you know, that, to me, that's a step in the right direction.
Yeah. Well, apparently these people that are being attracted to farming have done their research. They're selling to local markets and to individuals. No, I don't think from what I can read here, reading between the lines, that this is, you know, inner city kids like you used to work with that literally don't know where an egg comes from and don't know that meat comes from cows. I think they're a cut above the kids you used to work with. You know, nothing against the kids you used to work with, but I think these are a little bit more educated young people. To have a good idea of what they're getting into before they do it. And
right.
That's in reality is what we need.
True. Well, you got to understand, too, a lot of the schools now throughout the country in different areas are actually starting gardens at the school on the grounds. They're teaching kids how to garden, you know, what type of plants and vegetables can be grown this time of year. And they're actually growing the food and using it, from my understanding, in the cafeterias there at school, which is a good thing.
It's an excellent thing. I don't know where it's happening at. It should be happening here where we live, but it's not.
Right. But it, you know, it's kind of like...
No, go ahead.
Well, it's kind of like, you know, living in big cities. A lot of people have taken to where there's not a place really for gardening or having your own little green area, and they'll make a little strip between houses or something, you know, to make a garden for that area or whatever. New York, they've even been known to do them on top of rooftops of buildings. So, like I said, it's a good thing that people are getting back into it, but these schools that are doing, the kids are getting an education and learning, and the school is benefiting from the kids learning because, like I said, everything that they grow, my understanding is it goes back to the cafeteria and the kids actually get to eat it. So, you know, it's a good thing.
Yeah, it is, and it's an excellent thing. Apparently, the big push on as far as what grocery, you know, markets and grocery store chains want is organic, which is great. You know, I don't need as much Roundup in my diet as I get. So, yeah, I think the organic thing is great. Hopefully, there will come a time when the organic food costs less than the food from the big operations. I doubt it that we'll see it in our lifetime, but hopefully it'll come to that point eventually. You know, if you want to eat healthy, you're going to pay for it.
Well, you know, some cities have also gone to, instead of putting decorative trees, let's say, along the sidewalks, they've actually put like fruit trees, and the public is allowed to pick this fruit. Anybody who needs fresh fruit, you know, is allowed to have it, or anybody homeless is allowed to have it. So,
well, you know, that's a good thing. It does cost a little bit more to plant a fruit tree than it does a shade tree in most cases. But, you know, I think that's fantastic that they're making that extra investment.
Well, some fruit trees can get pretty tall, so, you know, they could work as shade trees as well, but...
Right. Yeah, that is true. But, you know, there's some fruit trees that can actually be grown from seed.
Exactly.
But they take work. You know, like one of the things I plan on doing this spring, in fact, I ought to be starting the seeds now. And that reminds me, buy a bag of Granny Smith. That's one apple we can grow from seed. About the only one that I know of. You buy a bag of Granny Smith apples, I'll start the seeds. But anyway, folks, give us a call, 1-800-313-9443. We don't have to talk about gardening or fruit trees. We'll talk about anything you want. But, you know, if you want to talk to us about that, you're welcome to. You know, something else I've got to do, Ori, is get you and Nikisha to help me. And we got to get out here this winter and prune our apple trees. They've been pruned in a few years. And we'll have a much better crop if I can get you two to help me. And thank goodness we got that Husqvarna pole saw now. You know, it'll make it a lot easier on those big standard-sized trees we got. I think we got five of them left. And
Actually, Nikisha and Daniel trimmed the trees last year, dear.
Okay, well, they need to be pruned for production by Zach's. And I know how to do that. We need to get out there and get some pruning done this winter.
Right.
You know, we'll have a much bigger and better crop. So, anyway, and we need to trim those peach trees, too.
You know...
Then we need to start looking, and we got all that ground out there in the orchard where we lost all those trees. We need to get out there and get some more planted this spring.
Oh, we will. You know, on a different subject, I was looking back through my Facebook page, and I remember I had posted something that I reposted, I should say, that I found on Facebook, and it was a pretty good idea. If you live in the city, well, if you live in the city and you have a lot of homeless people, keep in mind, it's even though the temperatures are pretty decent right now, the nights haven't been getting a lot cooler, and it's going to get colder for the winter. If you can afford to, you can buy a coat. And I saw it, like I said, it was online. And someone had actually bought a couple of coats, put a tag on it, said this coat wasn't lost. It's for whoever needs it. And they had actually put them around poles so that the homeless could take them whenever they wanted to help keep warm.
Well, that's nice.
So, you know, that's one way you can help out the homeless. That way they don't feel like you're giving them a handout. It's just there for them if they want it or if they need it, and they can take it on their own and not feel guilty about it. Or, you know, if you see someone out that's homeless and looks like they probably need a good meal, you don't have to hand them money. You know, go up to McDonald's or someplace, some other place that will... You can get takeout and take them back a meal, you know. Just set it down.
I've actually done that before.
Right. I mean, just set it down, you know. You don't, if they kind of shy from you, you can always just set it down next to them if they're sitting there next to a building trying to stay warm or whatever. And, you know, just tell them Merry Christmas, Happy Holidays, you know, and just walk away. But,
well, you know. A lot of that happens this time of year, but I would encourage people to do that year-round, not just in December. That's my personal opinion. I've actually done that before on some of my trips back from the VA, and I'd be hungry. I'd get off on an interstate exit and see somebody sitting there with a sign that says, I'll work for food. Well, if the guy or woman, whatever, is willing to work for food and I've got an extra $5 in my pocket, there ain't no reason why when I'm getting back on the interstate I can't hand them a quarter pounder and a package of fries and a Coca-Cola and say, here you go, buddy. I've done that before. And there's nothing wrong with doing that.
That's true. Hey, Rick in Missouri is on line 3.
Cool.
Good morning, Rick.
Good morning, Laurie. Good morning, Tim. How are you guys doing?
Good morning. Doing good, buddy. How was your Thanksgiving?
Oh, you know, it was standard. It was good. It's always good. You know, our family is huge, so even though half of them didn't come, it was still 35 or 40 people, and that's that takes a lot of turkey. But yeah. And a lot of beer and a lot of everything, really.
Yeah.
But every girl makes a side dish, and I'll tell you what, it's kind of interesting because the ladies will break out their best recipes and bring those. And so, you know, you've got an entire smorgasbord of everybody's, you know, best offerings, and it is hilarious. If I didn't try my wife's sweet potatoes, I'm still getting heat for that. As far as the will work for food sign, about 20 years ago, I was coming out of a mall, and I had just gotten some Burger King and some fries, and there was a guy standing there with one of those signs, and I, even though I was starving to death, I handed him the bag, and look at that turkey. And then he threw it back at me. Yeah. The man's holding a sign that says, we'll work for food. So I gave him some food. I said, well, I thought, okay, you don't want Burger King. What am I supposed to do? Go get you McDonald's. And he throws it back at me and says, I don't want that. And I said, well, what do you want? He goes, money. And I'm like, well, that's not what the sign says. You know, I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway, I don't know if you noticed the news, but here in St. Louis, Black Friday doesn't mean what you think it means. We have two really upscale malls in this city. One is called Frontenac Plaza, and that's where all the thieves' wives shop, the lawyers and the investment brokers that steal grandma's money. They shop there. And then we have another one, which is upscale, but probably does a much greater dollar volume, and that's called the Galleria. And so the Galleria, yes, that is infamous, you know, probably all over the world now. They managed to shut it down yesterday. I heard there was a shooting outside of St. Louis Mall, but I couldn't open. I was having trouble with the internet, and I didn't get to see whether that was why they shut the Galleria down or not. But
there was a shooting in Columbia. A 19-year-old got it, apparently critically. But I didn't know about the one in St. Louis. It wouldn't surprise me.
Well, they said a shooting in a St. Louis mall, so I'm not sure. I mean, and I think we can assume that these events were essentially choreographed, if not bought and paid for, by somebody like George Soros traveling through Antifa or Black Lives Matter, either one. You know, playing them like a cheap harmonica or whatever it is he does. Yeah, so my advice to you is go for Cyber Monday. Nobody will shoot you on your couch, I hope. So try that out. See if that isn't a lot safer.
Hey, Rick, do me a favor and hang on through the break, buddy. Ladies and gentlemen,
sure,
we'll
go ahead.
Be back in 3 minutes. Call in number 800-313-9443.
For the past 14 years, it's been my privilege to host the National Intel Report on RBN, to offer a platform to interview exceptional guests, to provoke critical thought, and examine evidence, whether real, fake, or somewhere in between, and allow our audience to call in and participate with your input and questions, in order to help us all reach an educated decision and arrive at our own truth. Our world has changed. It's now been turned on its head. Real is now considered fake, and mainstream fake is now pushed as real, rather than any clear thinking, consensus, or rationale.
Those few remaining beacons of light, the ones still shining through the mainstream media lies, propaganda, and deception, are being viciously attacked at every level through attempts at censorship, threatening advertisers, jailing hosts, and even killing journalists brave enough to speak the truth to you. We are in a war for our very freedom and existence, and through these despicable acts, freedom haters, collectivists, and communitarians have shown they will stop at nothing to blot out these last few beacons of light. Truth is becoming increasingly more difficult to unmask, just as the term unmasking itself is spoken by those usually anonymous sources. They promote their lies, wishing to mask the truths by ignoring it, vilifying it, or conspiratorializing it into a black hole abyss.
Regrettably, RBN has reached the tipping point, and through internal audit and actuarial review, it has now been determined that the only life raft of survival to this network is to go the way of PBS, that being audience-supported. Like a cornered animal, the left with veracity is pulling out all the stops with every effort to effectively blacken our beacon forever. Help us, folks. Help yourselves. Don't let our light stop shining. Our motto has always been, because you can handle the truth. It's time to review your budget, folks. If you want the truth to keep flowing through RBN, go to republicbroadcasting.org and become a regular monthly donor of 30, 40, 50, or 100 or more a month and ensure you keep the truth flowing.
These are uncertain and very unstable times we live in. We are bombarded daily with the realization that our global economy is on the verge of collapse. Terrorists threaten our way of life and very existence. Natural disasters are increasing to levels never before seen by man. Our overall quality of life is threatened. More and more people are being proactive and are researching how they and their families can survive in the event of any disaster, natural or man-made. Gathering valuable life-saving information and keeping it protected is key to survival. Now, you can keep your valuable life-saving information secure and close for quick access with our Digital Survival Library USB drive. This means no scrambling around to find important information, as it is all right in front of you at a moment's notice. For further information and to order your Digital Survival Guide for only $59.95, go to our website, ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. Do so today. You'll be glad you did.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN. And we're at the moment are speaking with Rick in Missouri. And, Rick, you want to go ahead?
Well, yeah, I think I've pretty much exhausted my political discourse. The subject matter is really, I think, for everybody to make up their own mind about. I have, living here in St. Louis, you know, it's a pretty rough joint. I've got my own thoughts on the matter, but I know that there are other people in other places who have never seen anything like this, and would obviously think I'm crazy because they've never seen it. It, had they seen it, they would probably more tend to agree with me. But I did want to say something about gardening, if it's okay with you.
Yeah, absolutely, Rick. That's what we were talking about to start with, buddy.
Sure, yeah, I heard that. What I wanted to do, and you know, because there really isn't enough airspace to really get into the little minutia of gardening and so many other things, I like to direct people's attention to YouTubes, because, you know, what would take me 30 minutes on the air, they can look at it 10 minutes online, and that too with videos and all that kind of thing. So I wanted to bring everybody's attention to a guy named Charles Dowding, D-O-W-D-I-N-G. And I'm bringing this guy up for about three reasons. He is a proponent of something called no-till or no-dig gardening. Right. And what this guy does is he will begin, I kind of touched on this a couple weeks ago, he will take a virgin plot, put down a row, say 30 inches wide by however long, about 6 inches of compost, or as he calls it, compost, he's British. And what he'll do is then cover that. Like, the reason I'm bringing this up right now is because if you want to create a garden bed with almost no work, right now would be the time to do it. You want to put that manure out there real deep, composter manure. If you can get free manure from in your community, a lot of people have piles of the stuff that they don't really want because it does accumulate. And, you know, either they'll bring it to you or you'll have to get a trailer and go get it. But the idea would be to put rows of that out there as deep, 6 inches if you can, and then cover that with a tarp or something and let that bake all winter. And what will happen is the microbial action will begin, and the microbes will take that compost and begin breaking it down into the base elements, which would be all of the minerals and nutrients that you see on the label of a fertilizer bag. It'll break it down into nitrogen, phosphorus, calcium, all the base elements, and that is what the plants will eat. So they will begin colonizing your compost. And what happens there, from that point, the man said, this man does not dig or till. He simply plants in that bed, and every time he pulls out a crop, he just top dresses it with about another inch of fresh compost, but he never disturbs the microbial colony. Now, there's a couple things happening here. One is that he's done some experiments. This man isn't just shooting from the hip. He's done some side-by-side experiments where he's planted beds at the same time. One was forked, broken up and forked. The other was no dig, and he actually gets about 10% greater yield, same crop in both beds, side-by-side. It's about 10% greater yield from the bed that he didn't dig. So a couple things are happening here. You know, one thing is that the man isn't working very hard. So if you're older, like us, and I understand the average age of a farmer now in the United States is 65.
That's correct.
And like Jim Rogers said, if you want a future, become a farmer, because nobody's going into that industry. Well, and the knowledge, of course, has been basically lost. You know, it's like so many other things. Right. I think the average age of a priest or nun is about 130. So, once again, you know, an industry that is undermanned. But what's happening here is, you get to have the same yields or better with little to no work, and it smothers your weeds out. You have almost no weed pressure. You don't have to dig. You don't have to fertilize if you don't want to because it's all right there. The man is putting up some fantastic... Oh, I hear the music.
Hey, buddy, if you don't mind hanging on to the break, I got some questions for you specifically on the manure. All right, ladies and gentlemen,
sure.
We'll be back in 4 minutes. 1-800-313-9443. We'll see you in a couple minutes.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to aroutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech. Quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AirOutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to aroutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at aroutfitting.com.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll-free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
Do you or someone you know suffer from chest pain, blood pressure, cholesterol, or irregular heartbeat? Are you looking for a more natural solution to overcome these health challenges? You hear the ads all the time. If this stuff's so good, why doesn't my doctor prescribe it? That's easy. Doctors are not trained in natural medicine. Extendivite Heart Tonic does want you to be as healthy as you can be, and it really works. Take Extendivite for 6 months and your doctor will say, I don't know what you're doing, but don't stop. It's working for you. Get the dependability of Extendivite. Just see how you feel in 6 months. A 2 month supply of either capsules or liquid is only $69.95 plus shipping and handling. Call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
So, you love talk radio, then you'll love TalkStreamLive.com. TalkStream Live is always on, 24-7, with the best streaming talk shows. Find your favorite talkers and discover some new ones. It's free, readily available online or on mobile with any smartphone or tablet. Finding your favorite talk shows all in one place has gotten a whole lot easier. Just go to TalkStreamLive.com. Be sure to download the free apps from Google Play or the iTunes App Store.
Do you or a loved one suffer migraine headaches? Listen to what scientist Kurt Hendricks has to say.
If you are one of the millions of people who get migraines, you need to know about MigRelief. Hi, I'm Kurt Hendricks, the scientist who created MigRelief, the patented dietary supplement that addresses nutritional deficiencies in adults and children with migraines. Thousands of physicians and pharmacists recommend MigRelief.
Call 800-MIG-7354 or visit MIG911.com.
Welcome back to Rural Survival here on RBN. And at the moment, we're talking with Rick in Missouri about gardening. Honey, you had some questions for Rick about the fertilizer?
Yeah. Hey, Rick, I'm assuming you're trying this thing of adding manure and not tilling. Are you trying that?
Yes. Yes, of course. What I'm actually doing is I've got the beds that were set up in the mid-lighter process, but I have I've left them untilled. And so what I'm doing now is top dressing with manure, and so the bed is actually slowly converting itself. And by next year, these beds should be essentially exactly what I'm talking about. And before I forget to mention this, if you look up Charles Dowding, the name of the specific YouTube that I'm referencing is called No Dig Abundance. And it's about a 10-minute video, and he will explain and I'm guessing about your next question. He will explain the difference between his green composted material, horse manure, and some others. And he does a test for you right there, same plants in pots using different medium. And actually, the horse manure or cow manure, I can't remember which it was actually performing a little better. But go ahead. You had a...
No, my question was, are you going to try mixing any chicken manure in with your horse and cow manure?
Well, as I clean, when I clean out the coop, which is about 50 square feet, I wind up getting about 2 inches of hay mixed with chicken manure. And so what I've done was I've started putting that all in one place on a pallet, and I'm composting it out. Yes. Oh, absolutely. Right. Because we all know you can pay one amount for one kind of manure, but if you want chicken or bat guano, it gets pricey. And so, sure, I'm not throwing that out.
Okay. Well, you know, I would be careful mixing the chicken manure in because, you know, that chicken manure will historically, at least in our case, burn plants.
So we're
sparing on the chicken manure when we do it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah, I know it's much hot. I think that's why they charge more. It's hot. I don't know, you know, possibly if you composted the hay and the chicken manure out for 6 months, I don't know if that would...
Well, that does calm it down tremendously.
Yeah, I would have
thought.
You know,
that really does calm it down. For a long time, Maury and I had a big pile, actually it was a dump truck load of manure from the sale barn. And, you know, what we would do is when we cleaned out, you know, a couple of wheelbarrows of chicken manure, we would dump that in with the cow and horse manure from the sale barn. And it worked good. It actually worked much better than store-bought fertilizer because it helped retain moisture.
Yeah.
We got to get another dump truckload of that. We get it for free.
Yeah. And, that's the thing. And you know, the other thing that they'll always recommend, and for those people who are thinking about going out and trying to get some, if you can put out a sheet of plastic or something like that for them to dump it on, that keeps the materials from just draining into the ground, which it will do.
Right.
You'll lose a pile of manure. Yeah, in a year, there won't be much of anything left. You'll be amazed. You'll go out to your manure pile where it used to be, and it's like half inch thick, and then you're like, well, where did all that go? And so, you know, a lot of people will actually pour down a rat floor. They'll actually just mix up some cement and throw it on the ground and just trowel it out, not even, you know, not looking like anything, but just to keep compost from completely decomposing into the ground. The trees around will eat it. Everything will eat it. So that's, if you can put out anything, an old sheet of plywood or something for them to dump it on, you'll get to keep that compost about twice as long. Is there anybody on the phone behind me? I was going to mention one more thing.
Well, yeah, there is. We've got Alan from South Carolina on line 11, actually.
Oh, I love that guy. Well, let me say this about that, then. Let me leave you one more thing. There is a lovely video called, it's from Goodwater Farms, and it is a modern microgreen urban farm. And this guy, when you pull this up, it's just going to blow your mind. This guy is growing microgreens. He's got a whole greenhouse full, and he is making a boatload of money and, of course, living on them himself. And, well, you know, the important thing to know is that this time of the year you can do this on your kitchen counter. It costs between a dollar or two to put together a whole flat of the stuff. So, you know, and it's 30 to 400 times as nutrient-dense as the adult plant. So, you know, this is not kid stuff. This is a big boy thing, but it's really, really easy for anybody to do and cheap, and the stuff sells for dollars that nobody wants to pay at the store. So, you know, you might want to give it a crank. I would certainly start with something like radishes. That's where I would start. Radishes or sunflowers, either one. And we can let Alan in here.
All right, Rick, we really do appreciate your call, buddy. I'll try to call you afternoon, or you call me.
Absolutely, I'll be around.
All right. Good morning, Rick. Alan.
Okay, bye. Yes.
Good morning, Alan.
Good morning. I have a question for you that is pertinent to me about for rural survival.
Yes, sir.
But I want to tell you first why I'm asking you whether you know anything about this or not. When Pickett's men streamed back to the west side of the field on that day, General Lee famously said, "We need all good men and troops now." So rather than ask some elected official or some arrogant lawyer, I'm going to ask you about this first. I learned about it only on Wednesday. A cousin came by to ask me to come and eat Thanksgiving dinner with him if I had any plans. And we could play. We stood on the front porch talking. We complained about the traffic. Well, I've been complaining about it for years, thinking it was mostly just population growth. And she said, "Oh no, don't you know? GPS is now routing traffic between the interstates. Along this road."
Question, okay.
Is this something that you're familiar with out in the country every now and then, or is this thing, and can we do anything about it?
Well, I'll tell you what I do know about it, Alan. Yes, GPS, as a rule, the software used with most GPS devices will give people the shortest route between, you know, 2 points or 3 points, whatever it may be. Yes, that is true. It does that. I know they also reroute around traffic accidents and road construction and stuff like that. But as far as a dedicated effort to run people into rural areas, no, I don't think that exists.
Oh, well, that
is that what you're asking?
Question, actually. I'm sorry I poorly stated it, but here is my complaint and my neighbors and my cousins' complaints. They're running all this traffic up and down here on a rural state highway. They've turned it into an interstate connector. Wears out the pavement, makes a heck of a racket. And who's paying for it? We're the ones that's suffering from it. Can we do it?
Well, you're right. I don't know what can be done about it. I mean, there's nobody to complain to, Alan. I mean, this is not something the government is doing. There really isn't anything that any of us can do about it. It's software that's telling people how to get from point A to point B in the fastest manner, and I honestly don't think there's anything we can do about it. Lori, what do you think?
Well, I do know that there's a few programs out there, like WAS, where the drivers on the road are allowed to put input, like if there's an accident or if there's a detour, if there's a police officer, you know. This is input that's put in by the driver, so it's done in real time. So if there is an accident, your GPS will show you another route to go, so you're not sitting there backed up in that traffic for hours. We ourselves have been rerouted, I think, on the way home from Florida about, what, a year or so ago. We actually we were rerouted 3 different times because of accidents that were on the road, or if there was a detour due to construction that's on the road. So it helps, and sometimes it does route you really off the main roads, but it does take you from point A to point B the shortest way possible.
Right.
Even with
and
a detour.
I remember we were going through peanut fields and cotton fields, miles and miles of it. And I was actually thinking about what Alan's talking about right at the time, because, you know, here's hundreds of cars behind us and in front of us doing exactly the same thing we were doing. And I was sitting there thinking, man, I hope nobody's got to pull out a wagon load of cotton, because they ain't going to get across this highway right now. You and I would have stopped, but all those city people never would have stopped to let one of them big old, trains of cotton come through. So I understand what Alan's talking about. I just don't think anything can be done about it.
Not really. Not if they're using their GPSs. Because like I said, if there's really major work, construction on the highway ahead, or a really bad accident, or, that type of thing, then, yeah, it does show you a different route to go, so you're not stuck in that traffic.
Right.
When it comes to being stuck in traffic like that for hours, I'm grateful for my GPS. But I do understand Alan's concern about, the increase of traffic down his road if he normally doesn't have that traffic. But it's only in those type of cases.
Well, we don't know where Alan lives exactly. It could be that every day during rush hour, people are rerouted right down his road or roads. Alan, does this happen all the time to you, sir, or is this just once in a while?
Well, of course, I used to joke that the dogs could sleep in the middle of the road, and now they can't even get across it. But that was way before this.
Right.
What Bonnie was saying was, oh, no, it's not just that more people have built houses out here and so forth. They're rerouting the traffic between the interstates through here.
Well, just so you know, Alan, I don't think there's a they. I think it's software that's doing it. Okay? There's nobody pushing a button saying reroute, just so you know.
Yeah, yeah. I think she was concerned that her husband might resort to the old hillbilly solution, you know, sit out there in the lane in front of their house and rocking chair with a rifle across his knees.
Right.
Or maybe park an old tractor, you know, Laura was saying about rerouting because of an accident. I guess you could stop it by just parking an old tractor there as if it was wrecked. You know.
Oh, that might work, but, you know, if he sits out there in his front yard in his overalls with a 12-gauge in his lap, I'll tell you what's going to happen. People are going to stop and take pictures of him.
Well, yeah, and end up in the jail, too, probably.
Well, might be.
Some of the things he's thought about doing. And I just sort of want to get the ball rolling to see, especially, you know, hey, they're wearing out our rural highway here, our infrastructure, and they're not paying any taxes.
Yeah, you're right.
Put up a, maybe a...
So when all this... Alan, when all this increase
works
to happen, if, to your knowledge, is there any kind of construction on the major highway or really bad accidents at the time?
No, no. There's nothing specific. I think my cousin is into it farther than I am because she knew immediately why it was happening. And as a matter of fact, her husband had proposed some solutions to her that she hoped he wouldn't resort to, and sort of laugh. And I said, well, I don't know what to do, but it is an aggravation because it's just a constant hum up and out there in the highway. I can hear it sitting in my living room talking to you all on the phone. I can hear it through the door and through the front porch and across that 150 yards or so of mowed grass out in front of my house. You know, it's just a constantly.
Right. Well, buddy, I don't really have any suggestions for you other than, you know, put a for sale sign up and ask 10 times what it's worth and see if one of these city slickers will buy it from you and move a lot farther out.
Stuff like that. Of course, it might be, if we looked at it from a missionary point of view, we'd just put up some signs, see John 3:16 or Revelation 3:9, 10, and 11, or repent.
Well, you could always do that. Nothing wrong with that.
We start selling lemonade in the front yard. They got a nice turnaround here. Of course, then the daggum locals, or the county tax would come along and say, well, you're no longer agricultural. You're commercial. Well, here's a $10,000 tax bill. They'll get us.
You can't win, can you, buddy?
It's aggravating. Just put up with it. Days of
yeah.
Work. Thanks
yeah,
a lot, folks.
You know,
love
yeah, you're more than welcome. You know, Alan, like they say, if you got a bucket of lemons, make lemonade. You know, set yourself up a fruit stand or something or out there and make some money off of them, a souvenir stand.
Well, I tell you what, I had an idea a long time ago about something else. Maybe what we'll do is get Antifa to attack us is put up Stonewall lemonade stand.
There you go.
Real solid.
You make a fortune from CNN reporting on it.
I'll tell you about the aggravation. keep it up, all good men and women, and true. Thank you.
All right. Well, Alan, we sure do appreciate your call, buddy.
Appreciate your show.
All right. Thank you, sir.
We'll see you.
All right. Ladies and gentlemen, call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. Give us a call. We'll talk about anything you want to. There's a lot of
a lot of stuff out there to talk about, but we don't always know what you're interested in. So give us a call. Let's hear it. Anyway, we're coming up on our break here, Lori, in just a second. And we got our final break for the hour, but then we got a long stretch right after that. So anybody wants to call in, we'll sure talk.
Well, hopefully they'll call in before the last half hour when we get bombarded.
Yeah, that's true. All right, ladies and gentlemen, we'll be back in about 3 minutes, and then we have a 4.5-minute section, and then we start the second hour. So we'll talk to you folks in about 3 minutes.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
I'm getting older and noticing that my body just doesn't work as well as it used to, so I like to keep fit as possible by hitting the gym a few times a week. Recently, I started having a nagging bicep pain, and it got so bad I couldn't even lift the weights. When I was complaining about it to a friend, he told me about Angioprim. He said chelation helps remove toxins, heavy metals, and cholesterol in veins and arteries that may cause blockages. You know, after just 1 week of taking Angioprim, the pain was gone, and now I'm back in the gym full strength. Scientific research proves the active ingredient in Angioprim has superior oral chelation action that helps promote cardiovascular health. So to learn more, go to angioprim.com. That's angioprim.com. Or talk to a trained consultant. Call Angioprim toll free at 877-882-7221. You'll feel better with more energy. Call 877-882-7221 or go to the website angioprim.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
Welcome back. You're listening to Rural Survival here on RBN, and it is caller's choice, so give us a call. Number is 1-800-313-9443. Again, 1-800-313-9443, and we'll talk about anything you want to talk about today. So give us a shout.
Lori, since we don't have anybody on the line, I think I want to take this opportunity to invite people to visit ruralsurvival.info. That's ruralsurvival.info. We do have some flash drives left. I think we've got five of them in stock. Great Christmas present. Folks, this Survival Library flash drive has 1,570-plus documents on it. And good little solid flash drive. It's incredible to me how much information can be put on there. My buddy John Moore and I figured out, and this is before we added all a couple hundred new documents, that if you printed out everything on this flash drive, you'd have a stack of paper about 130 foot tall. Now, that is a lot of information. And there's everything on there, information on canning, military manuals. I mean, you can break down, clean, and repair a Browning 50 caliber machine gun from the manuals on that thing. Not that I advocate that, but I don't think many of our listeners have one of those. But, I mean, there's just everything on there, survival medicine, military manuals, military correspondence courses on everything from hydraulics to plumbing. And it's just an incredible amount of information. We also have our subscription-based email newsletter. What this is, folks, is information that we put out, and it's not real often that we do it. But what it is, if John Moore gets some intel or I or Lori find something that in the news that you're not going to see on Fox News or CNN that could really have an impact on your life, we put that information out. It's subscription-based, monthly or annually, however you want to do it, through PayPal. There's a red link on the top left of every page on ruralsurvival.info. You can click on that and read all about it there. But anyway, folks, ruralsurvival.info is a reference site, hundreds of articles, hundreds of free downloads. Take a look at it. I think you'll be impressed. Anything you want to put out there, Lori?
No. Not top of my head.
I got one other thing. Folks, if you're a Remington fan, and this is coming from one of the financial websites, I think it was Zero Hedge, it's projected that Remington is not going to be able to pay its bills next year, end of 2018. Of course, then it'll go into receivership for Chapter 11, and there will be a while that Remington products will still be on the shelves. But if what they're saying is true, and the way I understand it, it's a mathematical impossibility that Remington is going to be able to pay their bills in late 2018, 2019, and their corporate bonds are going to go bust. If there's a Remington product that you really like, you might want to start thinking about saving up for it and getting it this coming year. I'm not saying for sure this is going to happen. All I'm doing is reporting on what I've read. So you guys might want to, if you're like me and like Wingmaster 870s, stuff like that, Remington 700s, and you're wanting a new one or a different one, you might want to start saving up for it. I know I'm going to. My 870 is just about worn out, and I want another one. But anyway, folks, that's what's going on today as far as firearms thing goes. I am noticing that the Remington TAC 14 12-gauge, which is that little factory-made 12-gauge with the, it looks like the buttstock's been chewed off of it, and it's a 14-inch barrel, they're gone down in price. They're only
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you, and your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855 the number 2, keep it today.
This is RBN, the Republic Broadcasting Network.